You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3588. We're going to take another look at Star Wars Outlaws today, this time focusing on the kind of a crazy free downloadable that the Ubisoft people put out on their website. And it actually has some kind of interesting information about characters and worlds that we're going to see in Outlaws. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you too to the patrons who help make this possible every single day for you with their support at patreon.com/SW7X7. Alright, so we're going to talk about Star Wars Outlaws again today, and the fine folks at Ubisoft that are making this game, they put out this thing called a fan kit, which I feel like I saw something like this for Star Wars Hunters way back when. Star Wars Hunters, that's... Alright, we're here to talk about Star Wars Outlaws, not to wonder what is taking so long with Hunters. But anyway, there's this fan kit downloadable that they offer, and you don't have to register with them, you don't have to do anything, like, it's just there. And basically, it's a file of a ton of wallpapers and key art and logos and all this other stuff, but there's also like a visual character guide, which for people who want to cosplay as either K Vess or ND5, yeah, everything you need for working out your cosplay is all in there. But that visual guide also has a couple of brief character bios, including one for K-Vess, who is our main hero slash the person we're playing as in Outlaws. And we find out that K is a thief and somebody who lives in the workers' district in Canto Bight. And so that kind of sets up a little more information for us. The folks that are this new group of criminals that we're finding out about, or, you know, that we are finding out more about, I should say, in the game. That's the Zarek Besh and their leader, Zlero. Well, now we have a little more context to imagine that since K-Vess is on Canto Bight, she is a thief, and that Zlero apparently is operating from Canto Bight. That's where he's having this meeting where members of Crimson Dawn and the Pikes and the Hutt Clan are assembling for that thing that we see in the trailer. Yeah, now we can see where Zlero and K-Vess might have run afoul of each other. And a little fun fact, Kay's hair is a bit long, so she kind of puts it in a bun in the back with a hairpin, but that hairpin is actually a data spike, so very useful in a bunch of ways. And we also learned from this visual guide that battle droid that we see in the poster, well, it's a commando droid, I guess I should be more specific. So that droid, ND5, was a commando droid until the end of the Clone Wars, and then it became a syndicate enforcer. So yeah, that's definitely a different kind of occupational profile for sure. So you would imagine that one of two things is going to happen for K and ND5 to be working together. Either A, ND5 is no longer a syndicate enforcer and is now a free agent of some kind, or B, when we hear that hunter whose name we don't yet know telling Zlero that K-Vess is connected in bigger ways than Zlero had let on, that would make a bit of sense if ND5 was still a syndicate enforcer and was actually connected to one of those syndicates, which would basically mean that K would be operating on the behest of one of these syndicates and probably not the Zarek Besh in that case. Whatever syndicate it is or was, though, it's apparently not the droid Gotra, which would have been a logical situation, perhaps, but I guess not everybody has to work for the droid Gotra who's a droid. So those are character things from the visual guide, and then some of the stills that they have in this fan kit tell us a little bit about the planets that we are visiting. Well, we already knew about Tatooine, and we already knew about Kijimi. We're going to be meeting and doing business with the Ashiga clan, which is a brand new organization invented for the game, and they are based on Kijimi. And we already know about Cantabite, of course, or Cantonica, I guess is what I should say for that. And then we're also going to be visiting Akiva, it turns out. And that is a big deal because Akiva was first introduced to us in the Aftermath novels by Chuck Wendig. It also showed up in Resistance Reborn. That was the novel that took place in between The Last Jedi and The Rise of Skywalker. Akiva has only been depicted in those two novels, so this will be the first multimedia presentation of it. And it's also unique to know because Temin Wexley, aka Snap Wexley from the sequels, is from Akiva, and so is Nora Wexley from those novels too. And the last planet that we know about so far is called Toshara, and it's brand new. It's newly invented for Star Wars Outlaws, and this does seem to be sort of the hub planet, as it were. It's the place where there's a lot of criminal syndicates in operation, but it is under the Empire's control, and yet the Empire is kind of either looking the other way, or they're looking their other way with their hand out to be, you know, bribed into looking the other way for all the awful things that are going on the planet. But this is the place where Kay Vess goes to hire herself out for jobs for the various syndicates. And there are lots of hideouts for pirates and smugglers and scoundrels and the like on that planet as well. So that's just a little taste of new stuff that we're encountering in Star Wars Outlaws about Kay and ND5 and about the planets that we're going to see and what might be going on there. Connecting a couple of dots between characters, and that's what I've got for you for today's episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please do leave a rating or review. Please do hit a subscribe or a like or a follow or a join button. Please tell your friends that this daily dose of Star Wars joy exists for them. And you can even help support an independent creator, me. And you can find out more about that at patreon.com/SW7X7. I've been doing this work for nearly 10 years trying to bring you a daily dose of Star Wars joy. And you can help make that continue to be possible. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.